South's commercial bill flamethrower. Boss man in the BAM. WBOSS. Boss Man Radio.
Morning and welcome to Drive Time, brought to you exclusively by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. Good crowd in this morning. Good morning, Kathy Tolan, one of the OGs. Good morning, Ray Stewart. Rebecca Whitfield in as well. Good morning, Rebecca. Donna Weaver, Mitch Redask, Ash, Christina Jones, Hot Rod. Good morning, Hot Rod. Gail Kurtz, Jason Cox down in Atmore. Good morning down in Atmore. Elena Foster and also good morning, Elena. Tracy Steele, good morning to you. Nick Green, Mitzi Roach, Elizabeth Hancock, Connie Blackman, Miss Glidden brought the petite fours this morning. How about that?
Yes, she did. Have you eaten one yet?
Not yet, but I'm going to. I want to make sure Jesse James gets a good look at them before I dive into them.
Well, she's going to be ill.
Good morning, Naomi. Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Tammy Stabler. Good morning, one. Good morning, all. Welcome to Drive Time. Good morning, Ken Wood.
Good morning. Good morning. And good morning, everybody. Sherry Weaver, OG. Good morning, all the OGs in the house. And everybody else. And
there's Wheezy.
That's right. Good morning, Wheezy. Gary Stuckey. What's going on, Gary? Gary's another one of those. He put one of those long wheelbase tens during the dash for cash.
Yeah, he did.
So Martha Simmons. Good morning to you. I did get a haircut. I needed a haircut bad. So should have got it all shaved off. Good morning, Paul Crumpton from across the big pond. Joseph Turner. Good morning, Joseph. Lindsay Avalos, Connie Blackman. Anyway, so I want to first off start the two for Tuesday off here with a couple things. Number one, I want to thank everybody for that contributed to a few weeks back. We had some victims of the fire at Bruton Elementary School, and a lot of the Drive Time group gang got together and Good Morning Action and donated their money to help these people, and I want to say that they stepped up in a big way. And between what was dropped off at the school and what was donated through here, there was over $3,000. That's right. That's a big thing.
How about that? That's awesome.
So, yeah, it is. So, $3,000 dropped off up there at the elementary school. And, that was a good thing that we did. And I say we, y'all did. And I want to congratulate everybody. Thank you for it. I'm happy to report they went over yesterday and saw Jesse Rigby over at, James Furniture in, East Bruton, and kind of refurbished or got the house back together, so to speak. And he gave him a great deal, hooked him up, and he knew the situation. And so he gave him that much more of a discount. And this isn't a commercial. I'm just telling you what happened. And then went and set up everything for him, delivered it for him for free. And so thank you, Jesse, for helping out there with that. They really needed it. And thank you, Drive Time gang, for doing what y'all do. That was a big, big thing to come up with that much money that fast, and that was big.
I would not expect anything less from Jesse Rigby and all the good folks over there. Good people. They've certainly been supportive of our efforts, but more importantly for this community, they've been there. I don't know how long they've been in business. Decades.
A long time.
Decades. But good folks over at James Brothers Furniture, and we do appreciate that, and glad that we were able to help facilitate a little bit of relief for that family.
Also, want to take just a second to address the, if we can, to address the poll that was going on in the Drive Time group last night. Seeing the Drive Time gang is, I mean, just the scales are balanced in Team DJ's favor extremely, to the extreme. I mean, just like way, just you so far out ahead, it's not even funny.
I saw some of it, but you know.
Well, I'm just calling it like I see it.
When you kick sand in people's faces for years and years and years.
That's right. Good morning, Blade.
Kind of happens.
Larry Murphy, good morning to you. Manasco, Chef Adam, good morning to you. Colin McMillan, good morning, Colin. Heather Godwin, good morning to you. Roger Templeton, hey, Roger. Nellie Rock, there's Nellie and Diane Ward. Tylan Shelley, Retro. I think you might have said good morning to Retro earlier. Maybe Book, there's Booker in. Good
morning, Booker.
Josh Godwin, good morning, Josh. We talked about the success yesterday of the 9th annual crawfish boil over there. That was a great success.
2,500 pounds.
2,500 pounds.
Earl Crook in as well. Good morning, Earl.
Good morning, Earl. Mary Ashton. Good morning, Mary Ashton.
Katie Boo Watson. Kate McDaniel Watson, one of my childhood friends. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Kate. Becky Blackburn's in. Good morning, Becky. Valerie Havard's in. Vanessa Samuel.
Jefferson Martin's in. Great Americans.
Great American.
Jefferson Martin. Hope it's going your way, pal.
There's Summer Moore Jack's in. Good morning, Summer. Butcher. Kind of like if Donut T-Bone sat on a seesaw. DJ. well, that's, you know.
It's a life changer.
That's pretty good. Good morning, Doug O'Barr. Neighbor. Tara Tanner in this morning. Wanda Green. Good morning. There's life changer. That's right. Bunch of you in there. Good morning, everybody. But so in talking about that and kind of all of what's going on.
I'm going to have one.
Also want to mention we had a great time speaking to the Bruton Rotary Club yesterday.
Yeah, we did. Have a good time.
Translated, that means we had a great time.
Damn it, Millen Hattis is his guest.
He did.
Appreciative of Boone bringing us in.
He did. Boone had us in.
Been around for a long time.
They've been around for a long time. I tell you, and what got me thinking about that was Mary Ashton. Mary Ashton, I think you and I had a good conversation with Mary Ashton one night. She had those clues. She was really working on those clues. You remember she was telling us how she had them all laid out, and she was putting a lot of thought into that thing, a lot of thought into it. And you know, I was just impressed at how much time and effort that she and some of her friends have put into trying to figure all this out, studying some of the landscape and the history and all that kind of stuff. That was pretty cool. It really was. I don't know if I ever told you about my neighbor from Navarre coming up, but he came up and he researched the history of Bruton for about a week. And I'm not joking. He did this. He actually went.
When you say the history, like the railroad bill, that type of history?
I'm talking about the landscape, the history of how things were, where they came from, what they meant. He even went over to the museum at Coastal Alabama, I think is what it's called now. He went over there and checked some things out over there. So it was a lot of people got into that, and I thought that was pretty cool. But I do want to say this. Good morning to Chris Dunkley, sales manager up here at Pete Chevrolet. Happy birthday is what I said good morning, but I want to say happy birthday to Chris Dunkley.
Happy birthday.
Chris is a good guy, and you know, I'll tell you what, he's just a finer fellow you won't find. And I'm not saying because he works here. I'm saying because he just is. And also, happy 22nd birthday to Tori Madden.
Happy birthday, Tori.
Tori is
a birthday cake right here. Some petite fours.
That's right. We got some petite fours up here.
Ken's mother-in-law.
I don't know where Tori. Fours. I don't know where Tori went. They may be singing happy birthday to her. But we got some birthday cake here. We can put a candle on one of them if you want to come up and blow it out. You and Chris both. So, man, it's a bunch of people in here. So I'll tell you, get going like this, and it's hard to catch her. There's Mallory Stanley, Tallulah Bells, good morning, Cam Blackman, Dwayne King, Anna Coleman, Joanne Griffin, Sandra Neely, Miss Sandra Neely. That's a fine woman right there.
Alisa Hardin as well from the Wharf. Good morning, Alisa.
Good morning, Alisa. Shannon Hanks. Marianne Swain. Good morning, Marianne. Sheila Drennan. There you go. Good morning, Sheila.
What was that you posted last night about the WBOSS Facebook radio?
Well, it's...
I'm excited about it. I don't really know what it is. I'm excited.
Well, it's... we're about to crank up a internet radio station. And so...
It's going to be a living, breathing animal?
I mean, yes. It will be just...
I can go there and listen to some rock?
You can go there and listen to whatever. You can listen to probably more so 80s and rock.
I like it.
And
I like it.
Outlaw country. Good gracious. Outlaw country.
You can tell who did the hookup this morning.
Well, that's all right. Hey, we're dealing with it. But outlaw country, talk, local talk, regional talk, sports, you name it. You can find it all there, and you'll be able to listen to it, guess what, on your phone.
Is that going to be something that you think might be up in 30 days, 60 days?
I think it'll be up in the next, within the next 30 days, up and running, full force.
Wow.
And I do. I think it's, and it's...
WBOSS, yeah. Boss Man in the Bam.
Yeah. So, and it's something that, you know, we'll be able to go live with, and this show will be live on there, and anything else that we do live will be live on there. And so for those that maybe can't, you know, watch the video stream or what have you, you can listen to the audio stream because there's an app that'll be right there. You can go to the App Store and download, and you can have it right on your phone.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah. So that's coming. That's right. When music was music, nothing like the 80s.
Will you be able to listen to the Nashville Boys, the Nashville Brass?
I don't know. I'm not real sure, but I tell you what,
gotta have some Nashville.
We're gonna have him in to come be a guest DJ on the thing.
Yeah,
you know he used to DJ.
Nashville Brass.
Yeah, but I, you know, we were talking about what to play, what you know, first song to play out of the gate, and I think we know what that's going to be. Maybe that'll probably change 10 times between now and then. But
I'm gonna try another one.
Are they good?
Yeah.
I was going to ask, what's the review?
I would give it a...
And Jesse James got hers this morning, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that. I was a little disappointed. But anyway, I'd probably give it a 10 out of a possible 10.
Yeah.
They're delicious.
I told you, if you got started on one, you wouldn't be able to stop. I do want to say this, too. Sausage, cheesy sausage cornbread would be welcome anytime as well.
Yes, it would.
That was a hit. Thank you, Terry. I needed it for sure. Jeff. Jeff said, we play some dead. He'll donate some cash.
He's in on that.
Lynn Bass in the house. That's right. Oh, I miss Lynn. There's Lynn. Good morning, Lynn.
Hey, Lynn.
Naomi Lindsay, I'm glad you posted that. I missed seeing that. There she is late, but here now. There you go.
Carrie Hardy in. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, Carrie. So anyway... Yeah, that's what it is. We're going to have a forum where no matter where you're at, what you're doing, you can turn it on. If you're in the car, Bluetooth it, whatever. You can hear it and keep it going, and there'll be something going on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
That was my question. There'll always be something playing on that
always.
Site. Great.
Treats were made by my mother-in-law, Carol Glidden. And yes, we can play some Blackberry Smoke. That's a great band. Great band. Matter of fact, I think they're nice. Blackstone Cherry is going to be with Government Mule in Mobile coming up. But anyway, let's speaking of things coming up, we always never have a script or a schedule or anything to talk about. So let's talk about a couple of things. The gospel singing.
Yes.
I don't have my count, but if I'm correct, that is May the 5th. Is that right? Am I wrong about that?
Yes.
It sounds good, right?
Yes.
Good morning, Mother. Yeah, so I mean, there are some huge, huge gospel groups coming to Brewton, Alabama.
Yes.
In the gospel music world.
Yep.
Now, I don't have the list in front of me to go over and tell you who they all are, so I'm not even going to start trying to lie. and act like I can tell you, but a lot of them are big. If Hal, maybe Hal's listening, if he has that somewhere, maybe he can run it up here to us. There's Aunt B.
Good morning, Aunt B.
Good morning, Aunt B. Melinda Turner in as well. And so, I'm telling you, it's going to be a big, big, big event at Butte Municipal Stadium. I think that date is right, May 5th. Oh, May 5th, also Mayfest and Atmore. Great. Yes, it is. Kenny James will be loving that. You are correct. He loves him some gospel music.
Does he like the Nashville Brass?
I don't know. He's so scattered about, there's no telling. I couldn't tell you. Really? I mean, I couldn't. But have you found any of that to be able to listen to? I haven't. I've looked.
I'm ready for Bob Jones to come back. I really, really enjoyed him.
I did too. That's what I'm saying, man.
If you're out there listening, if anybody has access to Bob, we want Bob to come back.
Yes.
He was fun.
Tell Bob that DJ and KJ are ready for him to come sit back in the driver's seat. He was a lot of fun.
He was a good time.
Yeah, he was. And while he's at it, tell him to bring his green checkbook with him and a pen, and he can hand out some loans and money up here.
For people setting their calendars for the rest of the week, Rob Axon's going to be here with us Thursday on Drive Time. The sectional track meet is going to be hosted here on the campus at T.R. Miller High School, and there will be over 1,000 athletes in town for Friday and Saturday for that sectional track meet.
A lot
of folks in and around town.
1,000 athletes.
A good chance for us to make another great first impression on the many visitors that we will have in the area. So if you get an opportunity to go out and support, do so. And if not, I understand we're going to have a lot of visitors in town this weekend.
Yes, we are. Sarge, thank you for that. Wild at Heart, middle school, glow-in-the-dark dance, May 12th at the Ritz from 6 to 9. All schools are welcome.
Wild at Heart, you said that.
Yes, Wild at Heart.
Yeah, yes. One of the many great activities those ladies get behind and support, and that'll be a good opportunity to come together and fellowship in a friendly environment.
I guess they're going
to
put up a bunch of black lights and
good time
and make everything glow. I mean, that's
I got a feeling it'll have a little bit of a snake thing to it.
Probably. If memory serves me correct, Sarge U is a member of a car carrying member,
charter member.
Yeah. Of the Kais.
Yeah.
So, that's all right. It'll be all right. We understand. Where will they stay? Well,
we've made a tent city.
Yeah. You're not going to believe this, but Chief McGugan has donated his yard.
Yeah.
To pitch as many tents as they can. And they'll be able to pitch up right there at the four-way on Belleville. Matter of fact, McGowan, I think, has just texted in and said he's good with them pitching in his yard as well.
Why not?
I like it.
Jerry can.
Sure. I like it.
I think it'd look great.
Yeah, I like it. Look at there. OG, Sherry Weaver, boy, she comes through. She found it. Nashville Brass, she found it.
Good jam.
Look at that. All you got to do is click on that link, DJ. You listen to all you want.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sherry.
How about Sarge right there? $10 for 3 hours of babysitting for mom. How about dad? You know, but think about it. Some like, you know, I might would want to go down there and hang around, you know, and do a little, what Major Payne say?
They might want you to mix some music up.
I don't know.
I don't know. The ones and the twos?
I probably don't need to be mixing music at a middle school dance. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's how that goes. But, I might want to hang around and what Major Payne say? I've been known to cut a little rug. Winston's gonna let them pitch up in all the houses at Timberline Homes.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Look at there.
So
Spanish Ford in the second round.
There you go.
Toros, my new favorite team.
Patterson Field this Friday.
The playoffs. Go Toros. Go Coach Boyd.
Playing against Carver. And you want to, is that available anywhere? Like online to listen to or anything?
It could be.
Well, yeah. You.
What are you doing Friday?
You never know. You never know.
It could be.
Yeah, it could. So Kate says she'll stay at Uncle Charlie's or Cindy's. No tent for her. We understand. Sometimes roughing it ain't is not bad.
As long as you have AC.
Well, I don't know the tents come with AC. Good morning, Brenda Davenport.
I'm out.
You ain't good with that?
Nope.
You ain't good with the, you ain't good with the air mattress? And,
nope.
So I take it you didn't float down the creek much when you were young? Younger?
Not much, no.
You didn't get in the, you didn't get in much into the roughing it part?
Nope.
Well, they are delayed today on video, but not on audio. So I didn't know if there was somewhere that they had the audio going we could listen to. The M-Star has, oh, there you go, full remodel on half the rooms, but they stay booked. Well, so we do have, we got one hotel going, blowing and going. And they're in the process of, it looks like they're in the process of still working on this one, the old Motor Inn, pretty good downtown, or
gonna,
in the middle of town.
Are they going to bring back the Chaser's Lounge?
I don't know, but I wish they would.
Good times.
Or the Upper Deck.
Upper Deck, good times.
That was a good time.
Thank you, Jesse James.
Listen, I didn't say that I was going to do it now. I said I have done it in the past, okay? I'm not going to tell you that I'm going to do that now at all, especially when it's an option. Good morning, Danny Smith.
Room temperature, 66.
Jennifer Smith. Brandy Jackson. There's Geneva Fever. My Josh God. Stanley in. Frankie Garble, good morning. Tanya Ashburn, good morning to you. I want to mention, seeing Tanya's, I want to mention the Flemington Police Department was doing a challenge coin hunt. I saw yesterday, I don't know if anybody found the challenge coin or not, but they were somewhere in Flemington city limits and doing a hunt for the for a challenge coin from the Flemington Police Department. I thought that was pretty, neat. Give the kid something, you know, a way to get out and hunt and look and read clues and that kind of thing. I thought that was pretty neat. So kudos, Brian Davis. That was pretty awesome. Anyhow, so I was trying to think, man, and May 19th, of course, the Burnt Corn Creek run. Rob will be in here Thursday to talk more about that. And, you know, he has added a kids division, which translates into an old timers division, which means if you want to walk it, you can walk it. And that kind of deal. So I'm going to be pitched up on the creek bank. I don't know about you.
You talking about for the
mud run?
No, I'm gonna be in it. I'm running it.
Okay.
I got two races that day.
Okay, so you did, the mud run is just a warm up.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, did you get into the elite class or which class did you sign up for?
I thought that was only one.
Okay,
I'm in it.
No. Okay. Yeah. Good. Yeah, I got.
I'm
got
try,
it.
I'm gonna try to win it.
Got it. You know,
Tony Burnham, if you're in, we need you to actually call in. We have somebody that's wanting to make a donation contribution to Team Crispin. So, T-Bone, if you're in, please call in and we can get that taken care of. Very, very generous donation, by the way, coming.
If there's Upper Deck t-shirts still out there, me and DJ want one.
Medium.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now. Charles Apple, Happy, good morning to you.
Morning, Happy.
Hadn't seen Happy in here in a while. I'm glad to see Happy in here. What's going on? How about that? Teams and bar, chair, drink. Well, that's right.
Morning, Peggy.
Good morning, Miss Peggy. It's not a trap, T-Bone. Not at all. This is actually...
this is legit.
It's actually serious business on this. Yeah, this is dealing with... Crispin and
Team Crispin's
Team Crispin. To get a that's right. So
Team Crispin's is gonna nice.
No trash. Just call.
That guy.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a trap.
Somebody's setting a trap for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what somebody asked. I said, yeah, was you worried about them people showing up on y'all down at the Y field that night? Y'all was down there doing a video. I said, are you crazy? Was I worried? Well, it was just you and DJ and Tony. I said, well, right.
We had plenty. I said, plenty of muscle.
I said, trust me. I said, I wasn't worried about that at all. Not at all. I mean, of course, Uncle Ing was there, too.
Uncle Ing
was there. So, you know,
we had it covered up.
I can't leave him out.
We had it covered up.
Yeah, I wasn't worried about too much. I mean, Tony was, I feel like he's still probably good for 8 or 10 if he was to get fired up.
Oh, yeah. Is this a trap?
Be it that he's a mild-mannered newspaper reporter now.
I tell you, we were at the baseball game last Friday, and a lot of the T.R. Miller folks came over talking to Tony, and they were remembering the Deschler game from 90.
I remember that game.
Some of the extracurricular activities that he participated in.
Yeah.
Participated in that night.
I remember that game. Well.
Of course, Tony blamed it on Wesley Britton. Wesley somehow coerced Tony into taking his fist and sticking in that boy's mouth.
Wesley has never, I don't know Wesley's ever had a cross word with anybody, ever.
I mean, that's
in his life.
That's who you're dealing with here. He blamed it on Wesley Britton. I sat there and listened to
him. Do you know if Wesley's ever had a cross word with anyone in his entire life?
I've never known of it.
I knew.
But evidently, he started the melee in Deschler.
Yeah. Yeah, well. All right, here we go. Hold on. Let me get it queued up right here. Good morning, T-Bone.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, man. We have everybody, and this is kind of an interactive show, and I thought they might could help us here. There was an anonymous phone call that came into me this morning that wants to pledge $250 to Team Crispin. And their only request,
wow.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. Their only request was that we got you to do something on the show to earn it.
Oh.
So I'm going to kind of leave it up here to the listening audience. If you have any suggestions of what we might could get Tony to do on the air, because he'll do anything for Team Crispin, trust me. So don't hold back. We're looking for some ideas here, and we'll put $250 to the good for Team Crispin. You're up for that, right, T-Bone?
I'm up for it, and I'll go one further. What do y'all have? Do y'all have any special guests for Friday morning, do you, on your show?
No.
Nothing planned.
Then they have between now and Friday morning to, I guess somebody could create a poll, correct?
Yeah, sure.
And then I will be live in the studio Friday morning, and I will do whatever win the poll. How about that?
Would you shave your head? I'll do mine.
I will do whatever wins the poll.
Okay, that's fair enough.
I'll take nothing off the table. I'll do what for Crispin and for what he's battling going through, I will do whatever wins the
poll. You realize what you have just agreed to.
Let me tell you something.
Well, I mean, you know.
And this is the closest.
And ethically and socially right that we can do on TV.
No, right. I'm with you. Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. This is the closest that I'm going to come to being complimentary of him. He's a gamer. And when he says he'll do it, by God, I know him. He will stand up and do it. So you have it there, people in the Drive Time family. Can we set up a poll?
Something? Somebody can. If y'all want, I mean, whoever wants to make a poll,
it's
make
all
the poll.
On the table.
I'll tell you what. I'll let you, Ken, Tori, because I know Tori won't do it wrong because she's one of my good friend's sisters, and the mayor.
Okay.
Make a selection. And
we'll make a selection.
If Crispin's mom, Mika, or Crispin wants to call in and make a selection of what they want me to do, we'll have five selections.
Yeah.
Somebody create a poll and let everybody vote on it. Does that sound good?
That's more than fair.
Yeah.
I mean, that's I tell you what, you towed the line, big man. I'm proud of you. Not surprised, but I'm proud of you.
Well, that don't mean that we're going to be.
Look what Weezy just put on there.
Warm showers.
I can't see it.
Weezy has suggested that you wear a Team DJ shirt for a week.
Now, that I may not do.
You can cut the sleeves out of it.
That would actually be good.
Like I said, I will for Crispin, for that cause, and for the pediatric cancer, I will do whatever it takes.
Okay, can we kick this off right now with a couple of just preliminary challenges to make sure that you're up for it?
I'll hesitantly agree. All right, what you got in mind?
He's hesitantly agreeing. Okay, yeah. Well, here you go. I'm gonna agree with you.
I can't hear. What are we doing?
You can't hear what's playing?
Nuh-uh. I'm just hearing some static. Oh, I hear some grease now, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he got that one. You know, he complained so much about the name the tune, name that tune, the TV theme song that he was
that we
skunked him, and we didn't.
Y'all cheated me.
Oh, well, that's
cheated me.
Just because you photoshopped a picture on your phone.
Who was it? It was Sherry Weaver or somebody. Somebody y'all gave it to. Y'all, yeah, that's why she's such a big donut fan, because y'all rigged it and gave it to her.
I think it was Trevor that beat you.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to take out all those frustrations, maybe the 19th. You ain't got to worry about that. You do not have to worry about that. And kudos to, and I know they want to remain anonymous. I can't hardly talk this morning. I've got some more toenails I need to be clipping, and they're bothering me. But I can't say thank you enough to the anonymous donor who put up the what'd you say it was? How much you say it was?
$250.
$250.
Yeah.
For that is absolutely awesome, and that is what this show and all this foolishness should really be based on and based about. And I'm tickled to death that people don't like me, and they don't like me, and it goes to a good cause, because I'm used to people just not liking me and it go to waste. So at least now, people's angst towards me is going to something that's positive. So
but I
thank you all for that.
I tell you, I think you just touched on it too, though. In my opinion, that's what this show's been about before day number one. Is just exactly that right there, which is, you know, we continue to show daily why we live in the greatest community and area in the world.
Yeah.
And I know, and I know you were happy that you grew up here and, you know, had the opportunity to be here. And of course, you being a traveling man like you are, you've been around a lot of different places. There just really isn't very many places like our area.
No, there's really not. I've yet to be somewhere where I would be talking to somebody and, you know, where are you from? Where are you this? And I said, well, I'm living here, but I was originally born in South Alabama, town called Britain. Oh, yeah, I know where that place is. Or I went to school with somebody, or I've been through there. That's a beautiful town. So a lot of people, no matter where I've been, and I've said, you know, we start talking, they know where Britain is. They know somebody from Britain, or they've been through Britain, and they have positive things to say about Britain. So that's pretty cool.
This is
pretty cool.
I have a question. I can see the way this message board is going just a little bit, and I want to make sure that I have this crystal clear so nobody gets seriously hurt during this deal. If part of the deal is you getting Rob chopped, at any point in time, you're not going to hit him back, are you?
I'm old.
Or so, excuse me, Wesley Britton's not going to get you. Wesley Britton's not going to push you to the point where you hit him back, right?
I can't say my old reflexes won't kick in and just out of muscle memory, defensive mechanism.
I will tell you something. I don't know if the Pete Chevrolet showroom could handle if Tony Burnham had done gotten fired up.
Well, what's the old Toby Keith song, which I think maybe he stole it from somebody, but I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Well, that
I don't even know if that applies to me anymore.
Listen, so, that once is what bothers me about that whole deal right there.
I don't even know that applies to me anymore. I'm not out of shape. And
I had to put money on it, I'd put money on it it did. I'll tell you that right now.
Want to is a lot different than being able to, so...
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. If somebody's brave enough to walk up in here and just walk up and slap Tony upside the head, face, as hard as you can, we'll check and see if he was good that one time. And I'm going to tell you, I've got five bones right now on T-Bone.
Get every long one of these 10 you can put your hands on and put it right there on that man.
I swear, I'm putting them on tail tight. Listen, I am going side with a Kai right here, right now. I'm putting them all. Yeah. I'm laying it all on T-Bone and saying, here it is. Okay. So,
and back in the day, you might have a bit of a reputation, but thank the good Lord and his son Jesus, that's not the case anymore. I would probably give him the other cheek, just like the Lord said, but I might not do that more than once.
Well, I'll tell you this, there may be a lot of things that you may do, but I can tell you one thing. As turn another cheek and all that, that's good. But I promise you, I was in the middle school gym when Butter Mitchell came flying out of the bleachers, okay? I was at Deschler. I was at Deschler the night all that broke down. So, and that wasn't only a few places. We didn't even get started on those stories, but, you know.
Did Wesley start the one at the Spelling Bee also?
I don't remember Wesley starting the one at the Spelling Bee.
I can't blame that on Wesley. He was, at, I think he was in high school.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think he was. I think Wesley was already in high school.
I blame it on Tony. All he had to do was spell cat, C-A-T, and he would advance to the next round.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't have been in the stands.
Yeah. I'm not even sure. I'm not even sure what Butter did that day. I mean,
minding his own business, I'm sure.
But I'm sure whatever it was, Tony had in his mind had a good reason for it. So, you know. But no, listen, that's a great thing, Tony. We appreciate you doing that. And we're going to get a poll up if there's not already one up. And we're going to get some suggestions and selections. And we're going to put them out here. And we're going to see what we can drum up on. That'd be a big thing. 250 bones. To Team Crispin.
That's awesome. And for that anonymous donor, that is awesome. And
yes, it is.
I tell you what, if that thing grows even more, then I'll consider doing more and more and more. So if you feel like contributing to that and let the stakes get higher, then we'll just see how much, you know, I don't know. Team Donuts has been talking a lot of smack about me. They've been putting down my celebrity friends on Facebook who've been given the fang signs and, you know, flashing fang signs and just, you know. So now here's their opportunity. Here is their opportunity. Throw a little money in the pot to get a little revenge. So let's see what Team Donuts is about, you know. Ken was saying that it's heavily weighted to you down there, which, no pun intended, it ought to be. Let's see what the donut dozens gonna do down there. The dirty donut dozens, the dirty and dirty and dirty donut dozens. Oh, if they can, the more they put on top of that 250, the more I'll be willing to do. So let's see what they got. You know,
I think that's fair.
Let's see what they got.
I think it's fair.
Let's see what they got.
I think we can get his head shaved. I think we can get jelly beans in him. I think we can get him chopped.
Oh yeah, by the way, I told you there's new flavors of jelly beans, and they're on their way. So get ready, T-Bone, because there's new flavors of jelly beans out. And
if you can get it to 550, I will let Rob chop me, and I will let Donuts chop me.
Whew. That's pretty big right there.
I don't trust him. I'll let Rob get him twice.
Yeah, I think DJ scared you might come spend the night with him and break that camera out again while he's asleep, T-Bone.
Well, I haven't even released that footage, Ken. That was supposed to be confidential.
I'm sorry. I know. I understand. One of my favorites I remember back was the donuts under the pillow.
I'm telling you. And people call me a bully.
And another one of my favorites is when you snapped him down there at Camp 31 eating that French dip. That was good.
He was really trying to eat his finger. I thought a little bit of that all juice left on that finger, and he was not going
to
let it.
What was so good to me about that was you had him convinced that you weren't doing that. You were over there working on your phone. That was what the best part to me was.
Here's what's so crazy.
Man, it's so, when food hits in front of him, he gets so singularly focused. It's unbelievable.
Oh, trust me. Now, I had to speak for 40 minutes yesterday because he wouldn't say a word because Miss Lavinia had some biscuits and tomato gravy and bacon brought up here, and he just got silent on me over here.
Well yeah, I mean, he about choked himself with the Pet Fours over there earlier. You know, that's crazy.
Petite Fours.
Speaking of sweet things. Speaking of sweet things, how about Bubba getting Miss Alabama on Team Chai? Bubba, you were crutching it, baby. You were crutching it up there. Good job.
See, now he's wanting to take our goodwill right now and try to turn this into a let's praise Team. And I will say this, that was pretty strong for Bubba to be able to do that. That was. That was pretty strong. I'm not sure what kind of bribe he had to make to do that. I am sure there was something that was, put forth, some sort of bribe. I'm guessing. And the reason I say that is, I think Miss Alabama probably had better things to do than to stand there and, you know, make hand gestures and, you know, that was pretty good that he pulled that off.
I guarantee you, she didn't have anything better to do. All you got is three little words, Ken. K-A-I. K-A-I. That pulls a lot of weight.
Three little words.
A lot of weight.
Is like that? Is that like them three little letters called Jib Jab? J-I-B? J-A-B?
J-A-B, yeah. Three on one hand.
I got three letters for you. J-I-B-J-A-B.
All day long.
It took you about 2 years to find that.
Oh, no, no. I had that. See, you don't understand. I've had that just sitting and waiting for the time. Yeah. That one's been put back. I've got a bigger one coming for you that I'm waiting on the right time that is big. And I promise you, it's going to set you back about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years in therapy. But don't worry. You'll be able to get back.
The only advantage Studio B has over my iPhone is you can record and play back. So if you inadvertently say something that's not right, then you do have the ability to capture that. And
I've also got the ability to capture IP addresses.
That's, you know, well.
Public DNSs.
Well, I don't even know what all that is.
Well, I can just put the way to get to you out there for everybody. So if they want to crank up on you, they can. Now, I'm not the kind of person that would do anything like that. But
no,
you know.
You're not.
Jesse James has made a pretty good point, and I like you. I appreciated Bubba Crutchfield getting his picture made with his queen.
Sure.
On behalf of the Cobra Kai.
Sure.
There's a few queens floating around in Brewton, Alabama that I'm going to have my picture made with here in the very near future with crowns, and get it posted up also.
That's right.
There's queens everywhere, pal.
That's right. She's everywhere. Not the only one. I'll tell you right now, she ain't the only Miss Alabama that's ever been around. We have a Miss Alabama that's from Brewton, Alabama.
Okay.
You remember?
Yes, we do.
Diana Crosby.
Really?
Not Diana. That's wrong.
Her cousin.
Yeah, but what was
the Crosby girl?
That is right. Yeah,
not Diana.
No, I can see her plain as day. Anyway, trust me, we can have those pics taken too. I tell you this: we love that fang pic that Taylor, that Sergeant, put up of Taylor Swift. We're gonna show you who Taylor Swift's really aligned with. You just give us a day or two. We're working on that one too.
Y'all can have her.
Well. Okay. Hey, man, you say something bad about her.
I don't need any songs written about me.
Let me tell you something. I was going to say, you say something bad about her, she'll write a song about you, pal.
Yeah, I don't need any songs written about me. Y'all can have her.
Well, look here. We'll see you Friday morning, and we're going to get ready to do your deal. So we'll see you Friday morning.
Well, if it gets to 550, I'll let Rob and BJ.
Catherine Crosby.
Catherine. That's it. Catherine. Well,
shot me.
Well, that get ready because that's what's going to happen. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It took me, let me see here. I'm going to count this up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 Catherines got posted. And I'm trying to figure out what's, I couldn't put it together.
It took about
9 of them for me to figure out, okay, Dean, that's Catherine Crosby. Yeah, thanks for the help.
Yeah, I couldn't think of it to save my life, but. Okay, group, so here's the deal, gang. $550, and he does that.
He does all of it.
He does all of it, but he's going to do some other stuff, too. He just don't know it yet. So if he shows up here, it's going to be...
I'm going to tell you something. Because his gesture is so kind and his heart is so big in this instance, I'm going to go over and get with Keith Etheridge and see if I can get an old jersey and make him an honorary member of the Terre Haute football team.
Would you do that?
I will. I'm going to do it for him.
You actually would do that?
I'm going to do it for him.
You'd be willing to do that?
Yep.
I'm going to tell you something. That's a big gesture.
I think the last time it was done was for Roger Chapman.
I mean, that is a...
I'm going to do it for him.
That is a big gesture. I'm impressed. I'm actually impressed with some of the... from the captain of the Cobra Kai's this morning.
Yeah, it was civil in here today. I appreciate that.
It was.
We needed that. A little change up.
Again, happy birthday, Tori Madden. She's 22.
Dunk's not.
Dunk is 32. And we got to get out of here, DJ.
It's been a great time and on Drive Time. Thank you for spending the first part of your morning with us. And we will see you guys tomorrow. Drive Time brought to you by Jim Peach Motors and Pete Chevrolet. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you for tuning in to Drive Time, live from the Peach Pit in historic Brewton, Alabama. Remember to tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.-ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you you like and share, the more chances you have to win.